Yeah, thank you very much, and good afternoon. We have dimmed the light, not for the sake of a good after-lunch rest, but just for the sake of showing you a few slides through which I want to introduce to my report. As I have done the last years, and you know that already, and that's going to be also in future, I'm not going to read the report. The report was sent before, and we believe that it has been read. So let me now just highlight some few issues regarding that report. The first slide has the title, How to Read This Report. And you have probably seen that it has a bit of a different character compared to the way in which we used to bring reports. And we think that this is going to evolve as well in the years to come. And this is particularly the case because for the first time, this council is receiving a detailed report on the program implementation of the whole setup of programs in the LWF through the Co-op Report 2012. So I don't have to go into these details. The procedure which we have adopted or which we want to propose is that the committees will look into the sections over which they are having governance authority and then bring to the Finance Committee the recommendation for the approval or the reception of this report. So this is the way, together with the, if there is anything. Then we have, secondly, in this report, we are trying to begin to look into the bigger picture. It is basically two major approaches. One approach is as a communion office, as we have been engaging in programs, traveling, meeting churches, working together with churches regionally, globally, and also in one-to-one accompaniment situations, we thought it is good to bring to this body just some of those things which we are seeing and observing and learning and which we believe this council needs to be aware of. And the second aspect is rather to the end of the report, the perspectives, what are the issues requiring attention by the LWF and Council. So this means then that this is a new way of also bringing the report to the Council, and we will still work in the years to come to make it more concise, more specific when it comes to the issues. The next slide is then a cloud. It's a cloud of those key concepts which I have been, which I bring to you through my report, regarding our interactions. What is it that we see? What is it that we believe requires attention? First of all, of course, I'm informing about our ongoing process within the Communion Office. The Communion Office is restructured, similar to what the President did. In our many interactions, in our work in the regions, in our discussions with member churches, the issue of religious freedom, citizenship, church, state, and religion, and all of these seem to be a focal area where we need to be investing much more, and we are setting up for that sake. Then I think there is also clear reference to the whole question of Lutheran identity in my report. How that is a big conversation in almost all of our regions. And what is it, how do we spell it out, and how does it evolve as we continue witnessing in our respective contexts? Then there is a reference to our Emmaus conversation, the discussions which we had in Bogota, where we left with those discussions, what were the 5 points which we collected there. And in that section, I'm also informing about the situation that requires for us as a council, for you as a council, to meet in a confidential session. A big, and it got big like that, that happens automatically, but it is quite a big one, sustainability of churches. As we go around, and this is not just an issue of churches in the South, it's not just an issue of finances, all over, in different ways, churches seem to be struggling with developing sustainable perspectives for the future. And of course, there is a theological, basical insight. The church is creatura verbi. It is a creation of the word. That's our theological insight. Yet the whole question of how do we take stewardship attitudes of that gift which is given to us. Challenge churches, therein particularly our observation that many churches are on a risk of sliding down the slope of increased poverty, structures of marginalization, and how they cope with these developments. Theological education, another big theme. Gender justice policy, it has been referred to as a very important step which this council will be taking through the action that it is asked to take, very coherent with our process as a communion. We have a very strong, I put a very strong emphasis on youth, because youth, you read what we observe, what is going on. We see that you cannot dissociate the questions of youth from the question of sustainability in the present and the future. So there is a big theme there, and we believe that the LWF, with its quota system, at least at our levels, has a very particular asset to offer. And then the theology of RBA, rights-based approach, that's the whole question of the theological undergirding of rights-based approach and human rights. These are the themes which also in our leadership team have come back and back as we were discerning and discussing together what it is that we need to do. When it comes now to the next slide, the council members will remember that I, council members and advisors will remember that I had last year sent this letter, a letter to you, with a picture of Mike. Mike is a brother of yours from Malawi, and I found his picture and I found his statement, his sentence, on the blog of the youth, LWF Youth. Mike was involved in the whole climate change discussion and the project and the program of the young people of the LWF. And Mike is quoted in our blog with this sentence, which has been with me since then. Mike is saying, "I wish to leave the world in a better place than we found it." And I felt deeply challenged by that sentence, because what you hear normally is a discourse to say, "May our children and grandchildren still enjoy the world in which we live." Mike is saying, "No, it's not that world. It's not going to be for us. I want something different." And we can, of course, understand why Mike is saying that. It's in the context of Malawi. I read the statistics. 80% of those going for studies, for formal education, end up going back to their villages because they are not going to be employed. Of course, Mike doesn't want to have that for his children. Malawi is also in the fault line of climate change issues. Of course, Mike doesn't want to inherit that for his children. So therefore, I felt deeply challenged by that sentence, both when it comes to our engagement for climate change. But then I began to ask myself, what about if we apply this sentence not only to the world out there, but what about if we begin to ask ourselves the question of, and what is the sustainable LWF? What is the LWF that we want to pass on? What is it that needs to be a better place for the young people of today, leaders of today and tomorrow, in order to be continue journeying? So that has been our discussion, and with that input from Mike, your brother from Malawi, we began to discuss more the issues of sustainability, and this is my next slide, where we have been reflecting about these concepts: participation, how does it function in the communion, the pedagogy, the pedagogical models and the methodologies of the communion, what is it that we need to work there? The financial sustainability, it is an issue, and it is going to become a huge issue in the years to come, so we better address it proactively. Structures in the communion, regions, regional expressions, and other structures, the quota system, which begin to come into place at a certain level but have no roots in member churches. How do we bring that together? There was a discussion yesterday in the meeting of officers. And where is the leadership? Where is the leadership of the communion for the decades to come? These are some of the issues which we are seeing and which we want to discuss and address in a more proactive manner. And then the next slide, my last one, which is then also my last word in my report, is to acknowledge, and this I do with a word of thanks to this council, how much this LWF strategy is helping us. It's really helpful to have a document which in some few pages brings together who we are, what we want to do, what we see ourselves engaged in, what the values are, and what the vision of the LWF is all about. I want with this to finish. I want just to offer some few slides, which is a little movie, a little film, about some images from last year. You will see them in an annual report, which is going to be on your tables in some few hours, the annual report 2012. And the photos of this annual report, they are now shown in this one-minute film, and then that would be my report for today. Thank you.